Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. The raunchy Girls Gone Bad comedy Rough Night wastes a talented cast on an effort that tries to be the female equivalent of The Hangover. Scarlett Johansson's friends plan a wild bachelorette party in Miami, but in a coke-induced haze, they accidentally kill a male stripper. Yes, there are some body laughs to be had, but not enough to sustain a feature-length film. It's a rough night for the audience. Just when you thought it was safe to go back into the theater, we have 47 meters down. Mandy Moore and Claire Holt play sisters on vacation in Mexico who get trapped in a shark cage at the bottom of the ocean surrounded by man-eaters. It all seems pretty familiar territory by now. Pixar goes back to the gas pump one more time for the animated race car action of Cars 3. While it's not Pixar at its best, Cars 3 still goes through the paces in a cheery and spectacularly animated way. Killswitch is an effects-heavy sci-fi outing that owes a lot to video games. Dan Stevens plays a pilot who faces fire from military drones and soldiers upon his return from a parallel universe. Like a game, much of the action is shown from his point of view, and the movie could have benefited from a point of view. Diane Lane stars in the romantic road film Paris Can Wait, the first dramatic feature from 81-year-old writer-director Eleanor Coppola, wife of Francis Ford Coppola. It's a bit like watching someone else's French Vacation slides. Also opening this week, The Book of Henry is a drama about a small-town 11-year-old lad who hatches a plan to save his neighbor from her abusive dad. All Eyes on Me is a dramatic film that claims to tell the true and untold story of rapper Tupac Shakur. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.